from the Pilots Progressive Party here on December 11, 2019. We are live on Facebook and on, of course, AM 950. We have a big show going on here. I got in-studio guest Robert Blake from Red Lake and Wendy Pilot. And help us. Hey, hello, you two. I was going to say three, but that counts me. Hello.
Hello.
All right, cool. Hey, and there's just been a lot of news going on here. We have an exciting guest coming on. We have lawyer Tim Purdon of Robbins Kaplan, Richard Painter, lawyer professor, political candidate, and he just had a book, Robert Blake, of course, and we have Sheriff Hutchinson, Hennepin County Sheriff Hutchinson, calling in a little later to check in on us. One of the things I would really just like to get to you really quick, Wendy, and it's the weather and dogs. We got to be prepared to bring our dogs in, correct?
You know, there are so many people who think that dogs don't feel cold, and it really surprises me. But if you're cold, they're cold. If your feet are cold touching the pavement, their feet are cold. So I want people to just keep an eye out. You know, look in backyards as you're driving by. See if you see a dog out. You can call your local law enforcement. The law enforcement agency agents know what to do, and they will, you know, get on, knock on the door. They'll talk to the people. If the people don't have a suitable dog house, there are options and things that people can do about that. So just keep an eye out and absolutely keep your dog safe. Yes. And
right on. You know. So, hey, Robert, did you see who won Person Time of the Year? Greta.
Greta.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Right on. Yeah. And so water protector, a globalist, and a Gen Zer. And, you know, we always hear that Gen Z is going to save us, you know. And this, well, I don't know if you're a boomer. You're too young to be a boomer.
Well, I mean, no. You know, and that's the thing, too, right? Like, I mean, you know, she's just one person, right? And mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to underestimate what they can do, just being one person, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Hey, you know, we are always excited, and we have another show on the weekend, and Robert, you've been on a few times, and Wendy's been on for 3 years, but we have a supporter here, and we wanted to reach out on our new show, Pilots Progressive Party, to Tim Purdon, who's a lawyer who served the 18th United States Attorney District of North Dakota from 2010 to 2015, and now he's a partner at Robbins Kaplan. And there's a lot of things going on there, but we wanted to touch base because North Dakota seemed like for a few seconds there lost their mind. Is Tim on the line?
I'm on the line, Robert. Thanks for having me on the new show.
Right on. Hey, welcome. And can you tell us a little bit about Robbins Kaplan and then what the heck happened down there in North Dakota or up there,
I should say? Yeah, so thanks again for having me on. As you said, I served as U.S. Attorney in North Dakota from 2010 to 2015. And when I left that office, I joined Robbins Kaplan, which is a Twin Cities-based law firm. That's our headquarter office is in Minneapolis, but I founded the office here in Bismarck. I live in Bismarck, North Dakota with my family. And I'm guessing either through Twitter or some of the press coverage, Robert, you saw some of the, as you said, the craziness from earlier this week, which dealt with my hometown here, Bismarck, North Dakota, which is in Burley County. There had to be a vote of the county commission to continue to accept refugees. Lutheran Social Services places mm-hmm. refugees in North Dakota in three cities, in Grand Forks, in Fargo, and in Bismarck. And with the recent executive order from President Trump threw the ball down to local government, to the local counties, to vote on whether or not they were going to continue to accept refugees. And I've been following this now. It became very big, very hot issue here in Bismarck. There was a big public hearing on Monday. I've been watching though, and there's similar things going on in your state there in Minnesota. These hearings are going to be happening now across the country as a result of this order. And I'm happy to talk a little bit about about the hearing on Monday. I attended not in I wasn't representing anybody as a lawyer. I just was there as a citizen of Bismarck, a citizen of Burleigh County, a concerned dad. You know, my daughter attends schools here in Bismarck with a number of refugees that are her friends, gotten to be friends with her, and I was very concerned about the possibility of this vote going the wrong way.
Yeah, and can you tell our audience so are the Republicans putting out a bill, or was it the president that brought this up? How did that go?
Yeah, so there was an executive order. My understanding, I'm not an expert on this, but my understanding is there was an executive order from the White House that said before you can resettle any refugees, you have to have a local vote, and that is what has triggered this process across the country. And so I believe Lutheran Social Services had to come to the Burleigh County Commission and say, we need you to approve our program. Last year here in Bismarck in 2018, my understanding is that the Lutheran Social Services settled like 22 or 23 refugees total for the whole county. Bismarck is the second biggest city in town in the state of North Dakota. Bismarck is, you know, 60,000-70,000 people. 22 refugees last year, and they were seeking permission to settle another 23 or 24 in 2019. So the city, the county got all spun up, a tremendous opposition, frankly, and very, very disheartening, but tremendous opposition to the county approving this idea that they were going to allow 23 or 24 refugees to settle in Bismarck next year. And there was a hearing 2 weeks ago where there were so many people showed up, it overwhelmed the hearing space. They didn't have enough space to hold the meeting, so they rescheduled the meeting for this last Monday at the junior high here in Bismarck. As I said, I attended and I spoke in favor of the vote to help resettle these refugees. But I got to tell you, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people at this meeting. The junior high auditorium spilled out into the hallway. I've been living in Bismarck, going to political meetings and you know, those sorts of meetings for 25 years, the biggest crowd I've ever seen. A lot of folks, unfortunately, very much opposed, you know, to the idea that a couple dozen refugees might be able to call Bismarck home. And again, I'm happy to talk a little bit more about the hearing. But at the end, the vote was successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see you post something on Twitter, and I was glad that you were there. And you know more than all of us, and I'm glad you're sharing with our audience what you experienced, because it's got to be heartbreaking at some point.
You know, what was so frustrating to me, and I spoke only very briefly. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of people spoke at this meeting. But, you know, one of the things that I was seeing in the news and on social media about this is the folks that are opposed to refugee settlement in Bismarck talking about the increased cost, and particularly about law enforcement costs. And they're making the point that refugees contribute to higher crime rates in our community. And I know from my time as U.S. attorney that that's just simply not true, right? As U.S. attorney, every immigration case, immigration criminal case that came through the state gets prosecuted by the U.S. attorney's office. My office had eyes on every single one of those files. And I know from my experience and the national statistics that you see that immigrant communities, and including refugee communities, actually commit crimes at a rate lower than the general public. Mm-hmm. So the idea that immigrants, or more specifically refugees, people fleeing oppression and violence, that they come to your community and somehow crime goes up is just not true. And I told the county commission that. I said, anybody who's here telling you that settling 24 immigrants, or 24 refugees in Bismarck next year is going to cause a crime problem and make law enforcement costs go up is simply not being truthful. And so my comments were very much focused on that, and I hope they had some impact on the county commissioners. There were a lot of other people that made a lot of other points. For me, one of the most important parts of the night was the various refugees who have lived in Bismarck and have lived here for years and contribute to our community, who got up and told their story. A young man who came here 3, 4, 5 years ago from Central Africa, who played soccer at Bismarck High School, made lifelong friends here in his high school class, worked, talked about working at a local restaurant, doing dishes as a dishwasher and riding his bike to work all year round, even in our bitter cold winters. He's now enrolled at the University of Mary, the Catholic school here in Catholic College here in Bismarck, and he's on his way to getting his degree and talking about how Bismarck is his home and how upsetting it is for him to see people saying that, you know, refugees don't contribute, they're a burden and they're not a driving force in our community. One of our local legislators, a woman named Erin Hill Oban, who's a local state legislator here, got up and talked about the the amount of taxes that refugees pay. You know, we can chart, because of the work they do, we can chart the amount that they contribute to our city and to our county and to our state. It's very different from the concept that they're a burden that so many people were, in my opinion, wrongfully espousing at the meeting.
Hey Tim, Bob Blake here. I just got appointed to the Minnesota Workforce Development Board and by the governor here over in Minnesota. And one of the things we were talking about was the demographics of, how we're aging out. I mean, we've got more older people than we have younger people. And when I think about North Dakota, you guys got to be experiencing the same problem. So, I mean, more younger refugees having families over there, providing a workforce. I mean, the economic aspect of this is just, you know, it's troubling to hear the community, you know, react that way. And I taught a class out there at the United Tribes Technical College, a solar class, and I had a couple of refugees that were in there in that class. And I mean, just wonderful people. You know.
Yeah. Well, I got to give credit where credit is due. And the Republican governor here in North Dakota, Doug Burgum, came out strongly in favor of continuing these refugee programs. And his reasoning is exactly what you're saying. In North Dakota, you know, we've been blessed, in terms of our workforce, the oil boom has been a big positive for the economy here. The unemployment rate in North Dakota is near zero. We have, the governor estimates, we have 30,000 unfilled jobs in North Dakota. And his point with these refugees is that we need them. We need them to fill these jobs. They're going to come here. They're going to work. There were a number of people who spoke on Monday that said, go to Walmart. Go to Walmart in Bismarck right now and look at who is stocking the shelves in Walmart overnight while you sleep. And it is refugees and immigrants that are filling out our workforce. And yeah, North Dakota is desperately in need of more workers. And again, it's just so heartbreaking that for whatever reason, folks want to stir up resentment and pushback here. And I mean, the idea that the fabric of our community in Bismarck is so fragile that we can't resettle 24 refugees. I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. Yet, you know, this was the biggest controversy, local controversy in Bismarck local government in the last 4 or 5 years I've been living here. This was everybody talking about it, social media, front page of the paper, 500-600 people at a public meeting. It was a major uproar here. Thank God, you know, the vote went the right way, but the vote was only 3-2. We got five county commissioners. Only it was 3-2. One vote of the county commission, and we would have, if one vote had gone the other way, we would have become the first county in the United States of America to shut its doors to refugees.
Right?
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. Tim, we're going a little long, but we're with Tim Pardon, and he's a partner of Robbins Kaplan. And I want to congratulate you. I heard through the grapevine, too, that you guys are opening up an LGBT law office concern here in the Twin Cities. I just want to give you a shout out on that.
Very supportive of those LGBTQ rights at our law firm. We've always been a leader in law firm world on those issues, and that's absolutely right. Thanks for having me on, Robert. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. That was Tim Pardon, and you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchka, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and Native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian Country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
The holidays are the perfect time to give and receive at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. For every $100 in gift cards purchased, also valid at Burger Moe's, receive a bonus $20 gift card for yourself. Consider the Downtowner Woodfire Grill's lovely private dining room for your holiday parties and gatherings. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list and bar, you'll be back for more. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota has the 2020 models in stock, and to make room, the 2019s have to go. There are huge incentives from Toyota, and on top of that, Rudy Luther has additional huge discounts. And remember, you get my favorite perk at Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off a gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchased. Rudy Luther Toyota-thon is on. Stop on in today at the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party here, and that was a great little talk we had there, wasn't that? I'm here with Robert Blake and Wendy Pilot here live in the studio.
Well, I hope Tim, when he got up there and spoke in front of the city council, that the people who are against the refugees in that area were educated about the good things that refugees can bring to your community.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just unfortunate that, 24 people for the entire state of North Dakota.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is the major malfunction? on a serious note, though, South Dakota, North Dakota, I'm sorry, should just be Dakota. I mean, I'm in that camp where, I don't know why they need a North and South Dakota.
West Virginia. Maybe there's a song.
Well,
West Virginia.
I think both of the populations of the state are the entire state of the western part of Minneapolis or something.
Right. Hey, so, this kind of the whole interview with Robbins Kaplan's Tim Purdon kind of rang a bell with you because you've been dealing with training and just been talking about this, right? And I'm here with Robert Blake. Solar Bear.
Yeah, no, this has been pretty exciting. I just nominated by the governor to join the Workforce Development Board for the state of Minnesota, so I'm pretty excited
That's
about that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, I hope Robert still comes on our show once in a while.
I'm super, super excited, and thank you, Governor, and of course, obviously, our Lieutenant Governor, Flanagan, for nominating me to do this. Really super excited to really try to push, obviously the green revolution. Let's get some green jobs going in the state of Minnesota, and let's be a leader, and let's be the greenest state in the Midwest.
And I can, because I remember in the 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, and even early 80s, we were the greatest state, and people came here from all over the country on education, if you remember that. And we were the education state for many, many, many years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really what, I mean, I kind of feel like that's what the governor wants to do here is kind of look towards the future and really push Minnesota towards that, you know, that area of just new green jobs and really trying to transform our economy into the future. And so this is really going to be exciting to be a part of that and to be a part of the planning for the state. I love this state. I, you know, just love the Twin Cities. I'm very proud to be from Red Lake and to be from Minnesota. I'm a diehard Minnesota fan, even when they let me down. But, you know, just to be a part of the planning of all this is just really going to be exciting.
Well, did you read this? Minnesota Court of Appeals on Monday reversed a decision by the state regulators to renew a wastewater discharge permit for U.S. Steel's giant Mininac iron ore mine in northeast state. Did you see that? That was a big deal here. The law districts, it discharges sulfates and waters to the wild rice grows. You know, here we go again. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just those kind of things, especially, yeah, I mean, the wild rice is part of our treaty rights.
Right.
And you know, that those treaty rights are very important because, you know, that's the obviously the agreement between the governments. And we talked a little bit about that at the event at McAllister last week, Robert.
Yeah. That was a great time too. Well attended and great, people on the panel. And, maybe you can talk a little bit to our audience, what we're talking about, what happened at MAC.
Yeah. Yeah. So, basically it was a Mississippi personhood rights for the Mississippi. And essentially what it basically comes down to, and I try to explain to people like this, is just that we need to start having this connection back with nature. We have this disconnect with nature. And if we're allowed to give it personhood rights, allowed to respect it, because right now we're only here respecting one another, or human rights. But I mean, we need to respect, the environment. And it's that disconnect that really is, I think, what is hurting us internally, that we don't have that connection to the environment. And so, I mean, this really gives this great, wonderful waterway that's given us life, that's built these two cities, these two wonderful cities that we live in right now. Mm-hmm. The Mississippi is so important to this region. And I think that we as a headwater state have an obligation to the rest of this country that to flow down good, clean water to the rest of the state, to the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I have never been in my lifetime, and I'm 58 years old, seen the Mississippi clean. And I've seen it cleaned up. I think it's the cleanest it's ever been. But still, I mean, tons and tons of raw sewage go in there. And I mean, how clean can it be? But up north it is. So maybe you can, I want to switch gears here for let's talk this out, and then I'll switch gears in the next segment.
Yeah, yeah. And you hit on something really good there, Robert, and that's just that we have to understand that, you know, that, you know, everything is connected. And I like to tell, whenever I teach kids about solar, right, I tell the kids that imagine the earth as being a big stomach, and you are one of the gut bacteria, 8 billion gut bacteria in your guts. And when you're off, your stomach's off, you're sick. And when it's off, you're off. So it's so connected. And so that's what I'm trying to say, is that it is all connected. And the river is so connected to us, and we are so connected to the river that we are at one. And so that we need to start really respecting it.
Hey, that's a comeback here. You know, you're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and we're having a party here, and everybody's excited. So we want to come back after this short break, and we're going to come back more with Robert Blake from Red Lake and Wendy Pilot. This is Robert Pilot, and we'll be right back.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Back in January 2018, the tax laws changed. You probably won't get a tax deduction for donating your vehicle to Auto Technical or any nonprofit, and it's going to put us out of business. Over the past 30 years, our charitable mission has been reconditioning vehicles for thousands of families. Many vehicles are reconditioned and sold to the public. We are self-supporting, but donations have dropped by more than 80%. We can hold on until November, December, but without your help, we'll be forced to close the doors. The Tubman Shelter Workforce Training Center will no longer be able to refer clients to us for free cars. Please, please help us. Call me if you have a vehicle to donate. Richard@autotech.org, 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526. AutoTechnical.org.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, an inch of snow is expected with a low around 12. Tomorrow, the snow continues with an additional inch possible, a high of 21 and a low of 10. Friday, a 30% chance of snow with a high of 28 and a low of 12. Remember to shop local with one of AM 950's advertisers for the holidays. Featuring everything from wellness, restaurants, and much more, it's a great way to support not only AM 950, but the local businesses and shops. For a full list of advertisers, go to am950radio.com.
Welcome back to Violet's Progressive Party here. And, you know, I wanted to just touch one base. We have like a sacred chopper here on the line that we're going to get to in a second. But that's just there's some exciting news before we get to Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutch. There's some exciting news happening in Indian country here.
Yeah. Robert, I just want to give you a quick update real quick. We just had our first meeting around the trying to put together a solar project for the Low Earth community over in South Minneapolis. And that was really exciting because it brought together kind of all the main people there. And we talked about, you know, how we kind of want to structure it. We want to get the community involved. Hopefully we could do some workforce development there, maybe do something for the kids and trying to, you know, encourage them to go into the STEM field. But I'm super excited about this. The city of Minneapolis has really done a great job at, you know, helping put all of this together. And big shout out to just all the everyone that's involved in this project right now. And hopefully seeing this go on through.
I want to give a big shout out to you because everywhere I hear you speak, including here on the radio show, you're a dynamic speaker and you believe in what you say. So I want to give a big shout out to you, Robert Blake.
Yeah, well, I believe in the environment. I believe that healing is in the environment. And I definitely, you know, just, you know, really feel like, you know, this is the way we got to go for the future of our planet, for the future of our communities. And if we can go ahead and just do the connect the dots and, you know, put jobs together for people that want to work in the clean, you know, clean energy, along with maybe doing, you know, some training for the kids and getting them involved. I mean, it's just all connected. And then that's really what we have to do, just connect the dots and really bring everybody together around this and save our planet.
Bring them in the circle.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks again. Hey, we're always excited to hear from Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and I know we're all smiling here.
Is that the secret Santa?
No, but he's online, and welcome to Pilots Progressive Party Officer Dave Hutchinson. I mean, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Sheriff.
That's right.
I was going to say, you know, I used to be officer, but now, yeah, that big election got me a new title, but I just want to say hello to, I like to call him Clean Energy Bobby Blake.
Thanks, Hutch.
Right on. Hey, we were talking.
I couldn't think of anything that rhymed better. So,
well, I love Bob Blake.
But, how's it going? Oh, you staying warm? It is. It is cold. I was out doing some stuff with getting ready for this cold weather snap initiative we're going to have, and it took us a little early. But I was out there, man. It is cold. I'm not trying to be a wuss, but not warm.
Hey, Hutch, we were talking during the break here on how important any time of the year, but now we have the holidays, the initiatives that you're working on for officers and especially the sheriffs of Hennepin County in the wellness program. Can you talk a little bit about that to our audience out there?
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, suicide and you know, seasonal affective disorder and bipolar, all this stuff gets affected because, you know, lack of sunlight or less sunlight than we're used to. And then people stressing out paying bills and then buying all these gifts for our family. And so everything that the public goes through, we go through sometimes too, because during our shift, we have to deal with those same very problems as the people we serve. So we're working on it. We got our counselor up there is, she's so busy. We're looking into getting a second one. Our chaplains are busy, and you know, we're getting our gyms hopefully here with some grant money, get our gyms in the different sheriff's offices upgraded so people can stay, you know, fit as well.
I saw Hutch that you were in a state county sheriff meeting this week. How did that go? There were 70 out of the 80 counties represented.
Yeah, so the Minnesota Sheriff Association, so they do a winter conference and a summer conference, and we were up in Alexandria and, you know, talk about cold. But, yeah, it was good, you know, because it's different perspectives. You know, I got to be kind of friends with the sheriff of Mower County down where Austin, Minnesota is, and you know, just talking to him and, you know, why we have so much different. We have the same thing. We have all trials and tribulations of how we're getting enough funding to serve our people. But, you know, I think I wrote on my Facebook post how kind of neat it was that we can agree to disagree, you know. Mm-hmm. We did talk about Marine 3, and I think they're, you know, happy with my position on that. But I told them, I said, hey, you know, it's a touchy subject, but I made promises A and B. It's just tough for me to send people up there when it should be a state function, or even a, you know, a Fed function, and I don't have the resources to send people out there, and it's something I don't really believe in. But they heard my side of the story, and they're actually, you know, supportive of my decision, so that was nice. But we learned a lot. You know, we're kind of the big brother of the whole state. I mean, we're the largest sheriff's office times two, and so it was fun.
Hey, Hutch, Bob Blake here. I saw you on the news a couple of weeks back, and you guys were doing some hostage negotiations training. And I used to go and help Bill be the I used to actually be the hostage, or the I used to be the guy that was arguing with the cops when he used to do his negotiation training with new guys that came out to the SWAT team from Minneapolis. But I just wanted to say that that was really cool. Do you find that all of that training right there really does help you guys out then?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I was working for the transit police, I was in charge of their training for simulations or reality-based. And anything you do, it's like, you know, it takes, because if you simulate something, it's the same thing as doing it. So if you simulate know, driving or school shooting or this or that, it takes you six times to be proficient at that. and your brain doesn't know the difference between real life and simulated. So the simulated and reality-based training is something that the police and fire and all these people need to do because it works. But of course, guess what? It's expensive and people don't want to pay for it. But it's the best training. It's going to give our deputies and cops and firefighters the skills they need to be successful. But again, that's why we got to go to the state and get more money, because if people want us to change, you know, talk about police reform, and I'm all about police reform, but we're going to reform things. We got to pay cops better. We got to get better training, and then we'll get better service. Simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you got coming up here in the next couple weeks here, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson?
Well, I think this week's kind of with this training, kind of I have some meetings tomorrow, but the next couple of weeks we're really gearing up for, you know, the thin ice campaign. And there's still, I mean, it's been cold as a heck, but there's still some spots in the lakes that aren't safe. So we're going to do that initiative, and then we're getting ready, and we're actually set up donations for cold weather gear, sleeping bags, coats, you know, hats, everything. You can drop those off in any sheriff's office location downtown or wherever. So we're really going to get out there and make sure these people without shelter have at least some warmth, you know.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And the thin ice, that every year, it's just an amazing thing how so many people fall through the ice, and God bless them.
Well, and I always like to say, you know, guess who has to go out there and rescue you, dead or alive? I mean, we have to go up there and put these men and women at risk, and a lot of our dive team people are volunteers, so it's even like, you know, come on, people, heed the advice of the experts. If it doesn't feel safe, don't do it. Next week, they'll still be fishing the lakes. You can get them when the ice is a little thicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Hutch, I just want to say, man, thanks for everything you do over there. You're a stand-up guy and a model cop, and I'm just so lucky that we have you as a sheriff over there in Hennepin County, bud.
Well, you know who was a model cop? Bill. I mean,
Bill was a good guy.
He's still one of the best cops ever to grace the city, and you know, so you got some good DNA in you. So I've always liked you because of that.
Well, I saw Robert on TV last week too, during that situation over there in Minneapolis, and you know, we're right out there with him when he's out there on the street too. So I just pray for him and his safety, and you know, and for all you guys out there doing the job.
Yeah,
well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate everything you do, and you're a pillar in the community. I just wish you were in Minneapolis and Hennepin, not Ramsey, but you can still come over once in a while.
Yeah, Wendy and I go over to Hennepin County once in a while.
Well, you guys get free passes, so just write down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard for Robert to cross over that Mississippi River, though. On the other side of the bridge, it makes him a little nervous.
Oh, Robert, this is the best over here. Come on, buddy.
That's what I keep telling him.
Well, hey, thank you so much for calling Pilots Progressive Party, and we're going to have, and thank you for all you do, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and you know, up next we're going to have Richard Painter on, and you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Experience cozy fireside dining at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul, specializing in fresh seafood, fire-roasted meats, and pizzas, all cooked over an oak-burning fire, and salads and sandwiches, too. Join them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com. Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after Excel Center events or anytime, offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, more than 60 beers on tap, and happy hours twice daily. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Electric Fetus gift card sale is now through December 14th, both in-store and online. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus gift card, or buy $100 in gift cards and get a $20 bonus gift card. We'll also include our special January coupon book while supplies last. The Franklin Avenue Bridge is now open, and Electric Fetus is worth the trip. Open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 8 Saturday, 11 to 6 Sunday, at 2000 South 4th Avenue in Minneapolis. More at electricfetus.com.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Hey, welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hey, we are always, and I wanted to get Richard Painter on. And Richard, you only got a few minutes here, but I'm excited. You have a book out, and you are my go-to guy when it comes to impeachment news. Please tell us what's going on. You got 5 minutes.
Well, Donald Trump's getting impeached by the United States House. Oh, yes, for abuse of power in the Ukraine, bribery, extortion scandal, contempt of Congress, refusal to honor the congressional subpoenas. We have a president who's lawless. He demonstrated that in his obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, which will surely come up at the impeachment trial, even though there's not a separate charge on that at this point. It's going to be up to the Senate and the 20 Republicans in the Senate to decide if they want to keep him in the White House for another year and destroy the country and destroy the Republican Party, or they want to boot him on out of there and, I guess, have Mike Pence the last year or so with this disaster of an administration.
Hey, you got a book out there called American Nero. I want you, in the last minute here, give everybody, it's coming out on the 24th of 2020. Can you just give us a little rundown on your new book?
Well, yes. In March of 2020, our book, my co-author is Peter Gollenbach, the author of quite a few New York Times bestsellers. And American Nero is about the Emperor Trump, Trumpus Rex. This is a president who is extremely narcissistic, as was the Emperor Nero, and shows no respect for the rule of law. We discussed the history of the rule of law in the United States, the threats to the rule of law we've had in the past throughout our history, and how Donald Trump is really worse than just about anyone we've ever confronted, that is critically important to our republic, the future of our republic, that we confront this president. And that's what we expect Congress to do. So our book will be available next March, American Nero, by Richard Painter and Peter Gollenbach.
Hey, well, thank you, Richard, for being on and giving us that update. I really, really appreciate all you do, and I follow you on Twitter, and keep up the great work.
Absolutely. We're going to keep on fighting here. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon. That was Richard Painter, and we love Richard. We supported and followed Richard around, and we loved Richard tremendously.
He's incredible.
Yeah, and he's known more nationally than he is in the cities here. I feel like in the state, You know,
well, he's got a big following and he's on Twitter and thousands of people follow him. And
he's on the Stephanie Miller show. I see him on
MSNBC. He's also a professor at a law. He's at a law school. He's law a lawyer. Professor. Yeah.
Is it Mondale? Is he a professor at University of Minnesota, Walter Mondale?
No, Hamlin.
Oh, Hamlin.
Oh, wait. Okay. No. You're right. It is the U
of M. Is it U of M?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is he, and then, or he could be in the policy, right? Because the policy is the Humphrey. The Humphrey School over there, too.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Wendy, you know, it looks like I don't know how to read time.
Yeah, so do you have some time?
I have a few minutes.
Well, that's wonderful. you know, Bob Blake here was talking a lot about the environment and how we're all connected and we need to connect the dots and how the earth and the people and the animals and the air and the rivers are all connected and we need to keep everything healthy for all of us to be healthy and to stay that. And I just read an article. It's official. The bee has been declared most important living being on the planet. And the extinction of the bee means that it would be the end of humanity. Robert, when you were fluffing around those papers over there, you grabbed my paper. If I could have it back, I'd appreciate it. But I just got some information in the mail. It was funny. I got the article. I read it. It's brand new. And then in the mail, I received a letter from NRDC, and it's a Natural Resource Defense Council. And of course, they're asking me for money to save the bees. And if I do send them money, they're going to send me a beautiful little bee tote that I'll be able to carry my stuff around. But what they are talking about is the polluter-friendly Trump administration and how the Bayer company, B-A-Y-E-R, you know, Bayer aspirin, mm-hmm. And Monsanto.
Bayer bought Monsanto.
Exactly. And how that they're lobbying at the Capitol and they're able to keep putting out these pesticides and pollutants that are killing all the bees. Mm-hmm. So we really need to stop this. People need to stop using, you know, Roundup and all these pesticides because we need our bees. Last summer was the first year that I set up a bee garden. So I went to the florist, the garden center, and I asked the people there, I said, all I want in my backyard are bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. And I planted all the plants that would attract these.
Is that a song?
I could make it a song if you give me some, hey, give me some music there. I'll make it a song. Come on, Robert. You got a button there. Press it.
I don't know which button.
Okay, try it. There we go. We could make a song about the bees. But anyway, that's what we saw all summer long with this particular garden were bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. We had people over at our house having dinner, and they saw hummingbirds for the first time in their lives. They never saw a real live hummingbird in their life. They saw the hummingbirds in pictures and on TV or commercials, but they never saw the hummingbird in real life. So we need to keep the bee, because without the bee, we're not going to be around. And right. We need to stop the Trump administration from getting their pockets lined with money from these big companies. And we need to stop using all these harmful pesticides that are killing bees, birds, all the animals. And anyway, a bee is an animal. I didn't even know that. I thought a bee was a bug. A bee is an animal. So. Mm.
It's living. It's a living thing.
It's a being. Yeah, a bee is a being. Mm-hmm. And Bear owns Monsanto now.
We could sing a song about that, too. I think that came up with some good lyrics, don't you think?
You were rapping.
Is that what that new movie is from Mark Ruffalo, too? Dark Water? It's about the Bayer company, isn't it?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that to come out. You know, Bob, I guess we have like 4 minutes. I thought we cut out poor Richard really quick, but he got to say a few things. Wait, that wasn't funny. That was all right. That was funny. But Bob, do you have anything more to say? Because I know you're starting a Solar Cub band, a Solar Cub, and all these other groups. Offshoots.
Yeah. So the Solar Cub program is basically a program that's basically teaching the kids K-12. It's a K-12 curriculum, and it's teaching them about renewable energy, energy efficiency, gardening, and just basically getting the kids' heads wrapped around how connected they are to the environment. And so we're doing this in conjunction with the Science Museum of Minnesota. We're going to try and do a pilot program up in Red Lake, up at the Red Lake School District, and then see how this goes. And hopefully this can go out into the other tribal communities and out throughout the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, I just want to mention a couple other things real quick. One is that Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, which is on Saturdays 1 to 3, is going to be alive in the Native American Church in Minneapolis.
This Saturday.
Yeah, so come on out and see us. Also, too, we only got like 2 minutes, but I know this is a mind blower and a game changer, and I know we talk a little bit about this on our other show, but what Red Lake has done to their blood quantum and what they're doing to keep their tribe, the game changer that they've done.
I am now a full-blooded Red Lake tribal member now. That is so cool.
Yeah. Good for you.
To say that, then yes, you can touch me. I'm real. I'm real.
You're not a dinosaur?
I am not a dinosaur. But, you know, that was so important that we did that as a tribe because, you know, we are systematically being genocided.
And we're doing it to ourselves in many examples.
Absolutely. And last I checked, there was like 3,200 applications, I think, now for to become new tribal members in Red Lake. And that's really exciting. I'm really proud of our tribal council up there. You know, they made this decision, and essentially our tribal chairman,
Sam Strong, right?
Daryl Seeky.
Yes.
Chairman Seeky basically said, he goes, you know, I don't have the answers right now. He says, but I want to be able to give us an opportunity to get that. And, you know, the idea there is that, you know, we've got youth that are going to college now. You know, they're getting college degrees. They're getting the ways of law degrees, and you know, and hopefully that they can kind of figure this out for us, you know, in the future, so we can continue to move forward as a tribe.
That's awesome. And you know, it's hard not to bleed over the Native American stuff because I'm Native American, and Wendy's married to a Native American, so that makes her Native American. And it's not, you know, we only got like a minute left here. Wendy, do you have anything other than wringing that cat's neck?
I was just gonna say that Cat Lucy is in the studio with us, and normally she's very quiet, but she just loves everything that you had to say, Bob, and she's just so excited, so that's why she's meowing like that. So.
Well, we had a great show.
I thought we did.
Yeah. You know, what do you think, Wendy?
I thought it was awesome. Oh, everybody nice. Who was on, right. Yeah.
I like everything I had to say. What about you, Bob?
Robert, I just want to once again thank you for everything that you do for our community. We appreciate it. We're so lucky to have you. You know, you're just a real leader, and man, I cannot begin to tell you how much that, you know, that we have you and we need you and appreciate you so much.
Well, that's so nice. Remind everyone where we're going to be on Saturday. I love that.
Pinagigi, yeah. We're going to be in Minneapolis at the American Indian Church. We're going to be at Marlene's Church, and we're going to be live. I want to thank everybody for listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be on again next week, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I appreciate our guests. We had Tim Purden from Robbins Kaplan, Sheriff Hutch, and Richard Painter, and Robert Blake, and Wendy Pilot. This has been Robert Pilot signing off.